Good afternoon, everybody. This is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, it's the Shukri Wright Show. Stay tuned. We'll be starting up in about a couple of minutes. But first, enjoy some tunes. We'll be right with you. We'll be here with you today until 5 o'clock. It's going to be a great show, jam-packed, a lot to discuss, especially as it pertains to one Mookie Betts. We're going to talk about that leading off the show, coming up just shortly. Stay tuned. Good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusfee Farm Radio. Here on a beautiful Friday afternoon, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your afternoon. Always appreciate it on this Friday, January 24th, 2020. We are approximately 9 days away from Super Bowl 54, and next week, it will be the big build-up leading up to the big game and so forth. So that's always exciting. But last night, there was a report that surfaced involving the Red Sox. And it was not scandal-related. It was actually as it pertains to one Mookie Betts. And it's fascinating because we actually had talked about this for a while, but the way that it surfaced actually caused some thought. And I say, the Red Sox are now at a place where, as I have said before, they should really consider trading Mookie Betts. I've been very adamant about that on the show. And last night, in case if you missed the news or whatnot, apparently the Red Sox and the San Diego Padres have engaged in trade talks involving Mookie Betts in exchange for Will Myers and also draft picks, and as well as top draft prospects for the San Diego Padres. So we're going to leave off the show in today with that. I'll be here with you until 5 o'clock this afternoon here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Call in the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, your thoughts, Boston, on the idea of Mookie Betts deciding that, you know, he agreed to a new deal, a one-year deal, yet the Red Sox are exploring trading him? What's the deal with that? So, here's an idea. And there was an article that was written on MLB.com today by AJ Casavell, in which that he talked about how the San Diego Padres this offseason, throughout this offseason, they have looked for ways to bolster their offense. And that the fact of the matter is, as it pertains to the Padres, they have had for a few years now the best farm system in baseball, other than the Yankees. Maybe in some groups, just slightly better than the Yankees in terms of the farm system. So what's happening now is that the Padres are saying to themselves, Mookie Betts is available for trade. We have the pieces to swing a deal. Why not? Why not take a swing and see what happens? I just think that it's really fascinating when you look at the dynamics and all of this. Now, I want to start off by saying, in regards to the Padres, that's bold. That's real bold. For a team that has been on the up and coming over the last few seasons, you know, signing Manny Machado to that big contract last winter, and then you have the young kids like Fernando Tatis Jr., and then you also talk about the fact that they also have a stud at first base with Eric Hosmer, and not to mention the young pitching that they have as well, both at the big league level and as well coming through the farm system. So if you're the Padres, you're thinking, why not now? Why not take a swing for this now? What exactly do you really have to lose with the exception of, okay, you're trading away prospects, but you're getting one of the premier players in the major leagues in Mookie Betts, who instantly improves your outfield both with the glove and with the bat. So it would be interesting because for the Padres, they're looking at it from two factors. There's the aspect in terms of Mookie Betts, and then there's the aspect of Will Myers. Why specifically Will Myers? Because part of the reason, and a big part of it, is that number one, he has 3 years, $61 million remaining on the contract. That's number one. Number two, what's also fascinating about this whole thing is that if you talk about the Padres and what they have and what they're willing to give, ladies and gentlemen, they have the best farm system in baseball. And with that, they, if you go, and I'm not going to say that's that that I'm like very well versed in terms of their farm system, but from everything that I have read and everything that I've done my research on, they are regarded to having one of the best farm systems in the major leagues. So trading away two or three of their best prospects won't deplete their farm system because it's deep. But involving Will Myers in this deal, it would be fascinating because this is a guy who, you remember a few years ago, he was involved in the James Shields trade from Kansas City to Tampa Bay. You remember that? And then also, I should also mention, he goes to San Diego, and he later turns around and says, "Hey, I want to sign that. I want to sign this long term deal with the Padres." And suddenly, just got fat and happy, and not literally fat, but you know what I mean. So it's interesting to me as to what happened with Will Myers. Why is he being the player subject to trade talks and so forth? Because look at it this way. Here's what's crazy. For a guy who, as we all know, in which that we've seen what he can do, this guy, when right, is a 30 home run hitter. No question. He did that in 2016 and 17 for the Padres. He had 28 home runs in 2016, and he had 30 home runs in 2017. But keep in mind, both years, he played 157 and 155 games, respectively, 2016 and 17. But for whatever reason, in 2018 and 19, his production dipped. Now, 2018, he only played in 83 games. But last year, he was just abysmal. He hit only 239 last season. But you know, for a guy playing in pitcher-friendly Petco Park, for him to be a 30 home run hitter is telling you something. When he's right, and that's a big if now. When he's right, he's without question a 30 home run hitter. A guy can give you 30 home runs. Boom. No problem. But what happens now? Now, this trade discussion, there's nothing imminent in terms of, oh, it's official, it's going down. But if you're a Red Sox fan, you have to be thinking, dear God, why? I'm going to tell you your why. And why now in particular? I've been hammering home for months that Mookie Betts should have been traded at the trade deadline. But now, considering that the Red Sox are going to be looking to trade their best piece and their most valuable player, tells me two things. Number one, it tells me that the Boston Red Sox believe that they don't think that anything will come down from Major League Baseball in terms of a suspension, in terms of the cheating scandal in 2018. And two, they're saying, you know, now would be the best time to trade him, like right now. Why? Because we need the draft picks, we need the prospects. And I've been saying this consistently for more than 6 months, going on 7 months now in the show. The Red Sox farm system, it needs a massive overhaul in terms of legitimate, near big league ready prospects. Now, if you are the Red Sox and you make this deal, would it hurt in the short term? Yeah, it would. But the long term could pay off big dividends. Because listen, you know what you may potentially have in terms of what you can get from Will Myers if he's placed in the right environment and he actually plays to his potential. I look at, listen, with Will Myers, I want to point out two things. Number one, he's still a pretty good defensive right fielder. That's a fact. That's one. Number two, even though that the last two seasons have not been pretty, but he has shown you in the past, again in 2016 and 17, this guy can hit for power. He's not your prototypical 300 hitter. He's a guy that's going to hit maybe 240 to 250 or even 260 on his best day. So with that being said, if you're the Red Sox, I think long and hard about this deal in terms of not just in terms of so much as to trading bets, but actually what can you get in return, what you're getting back in return. But really the big headline in all of this is the fact that you're getting a prospect from a farm system that's going to be, that is without question, one of the very best in baseball. Here's another part of it that I think about. And I want Boston, all of you, Medford, Greater Boston, I want you all to honestly think about this for a moment. Think about the fact that why it might happen. But here's the thing. We have heard from the Red Sox that any deal involving bets has to involve David Price. That's a fact. We've heard that, especially in recent days and weeks. However, if the Padres said yes, and let's move forward and let's make this deal, let's say if the Red Sox end up sending also David Price as well to the National League West, you have to admit, whether you want to hear it or not, that adding David Price to the rotation, to your rotation in San Diego, actually improves it. I'm not sure if it will put them over the top, but at least makes it better. Their bullpen is the best in the National League. No doubt about it. Especially when you talk about the kind of arms that they have in the bullpen. Keep in mind that they've added Craig Stammen to the bullpen as well. Keep in mind, and they also still have top pitching prospects such as guys like Luis Patino and Mackenzie Gore coming up as well. And also, on their big league roster, they also added Drew Pomeranz and Pierce Johnson. So, this is a team that could use an arm like David Price if, in fact, he is involved as part of the Bats' potential trade. And if you're going to build up the pitching staff, you might as well stuff in the back end. Because keep in mind, San Diego's bullpen, especially considering that you still have Kirby Yates, in which that he was absolutely just, I don't even know if nasty even begins to really describe it, but just downright disgusting last season. 1.19 earned run average, and he struck out 15 batters for 9 innings. So, to me, I'm interested in not only what this trade could do for the Padres in 2020 and moving forward, possibly, but also, while also keeping in mind what the Red Sox could potentially get from this as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts, as always, at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I'm here with you until 5 o'clock today, here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We're starting off the show talking about the Red Sox and the report that Mookie Betts and the Red Sox could be working on a deal right now, shipping him to San Diego. But that still remains to be seen. But if the Padres push for Betts, I'm telling you, this could be a home run for the Padres. But we'll see. We'll see what happens over the weekend. And perhaps next week when we are back on the air. So, coming up next, we're going to talk furthermore about Mookie Betts and dive a little deeper as to why this deal may actually make sense for the Boston Red Sox. I'm going to expand on it even more. So stick around for more of that explanation coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusby Farm Radio.
And I know it's gonna be
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford Tufts, Free Farm Radio. I'm Shukri Wright. I'm here with you today until 5 o'clock, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and as well as the TuneIn radio app and WMFO.org. We're going to take the time now to do the PSA and as well as do the station identification here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
That was a PSA brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And now for the station identification, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
You're traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa!
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Now, if you're the Red Sox, and with the report now out that the Red Sox and Padres have discussed this potential trade idea for Mookie Betts, I mentioned at the end of the first segment as a potential tease that why this trade may actually be a good idea. And the one thing that I actually want to further get into is that, one, when we sit here and we talk about how when you think about the Red Sox, where they are right now in terms of their ability to make this deal and what they actually need, not so much as for what they want, but what they need. Now, there are many of those who are thinking, well, do we really need to make this deal now? I think there really is a big part of me that thinks that the risk of waiting until on the July 31st deadline is that, again, you may very well possibly, and I do mean possibly, you may very well possibly be in or out of contention at that point. There's no guarantees as to how the season remains, and this is why I also feel that they really should have signed, or at least make a more concerted effort to sign him long-term here. But I also understand the side of Mookie Betts was not going to accept the deal that they were offering at the time, given that, hey, I don't blame him. He's shown you that he's one of the very best right fielders in the game, if not definitely top four. And like they were there in my estimation, they're basically lowballing the guy. So they come to a point now where they're like, well, we got to, you know, get under the luxury tax threshold. And then you turn around and you involve yourself with the column that was written by Dan Shaughnessy, in which that on John Henry, the principal owner, goes that we still expect to contend within the next 5 years, basically paraphrasing what was said. And the funny part about it is that you expect to contain, but yet you're talking about trading one of your very best players, especially one of the baseball's own very best players. So I just find that to be hilarious. But with that being said, if you're talking about the timing and why this actually may be the best time to do it, number one, there's the uncertainty in regards to what's going to happen moving forward, especially 2021, 2020, 2023, and so forth. Especially with your farm system being as barren as it is, and should in fact there be punishment that comes down from Major League Baseball, and you lose draft picks because of this, what happens? What happens then? What's your plan? What's gonna be your plan moving forward when and if you don't have any first or second round draft picks? And I think that's the piece that I'm sure the Red Sox are looking at potentially, especially moving forward. And if, like I said, and because that it really is a big piece. So now, one may be thinking, well, if they actually make the deal, they get the draft picks, wouldn't that hurt them if they get punished by Major League Baseball? It may or may not, actually. Now that I think about it, no. I don't think it would. However, if you're a guy who, or a girl saying, well, we trade Mookie Betts, we're basically selling out the season, I don't think this is about this season for the Red Sox at this point. The way that it feels and the way that it looks, I don't think they're really fixated on this season. They're fixated on what's to come over the next 2 to 3 years. That's really the concern. Now, if they trade, Mookie Betts, it won't be all doom and gloom. Although you'll be losing arguably the face of your franchise, sure. Absolutely, but would it be all doom and gloom? No. But would you have a big hole to fill, like to fill in? Absolutely. Absolutely. So, which is why I think it's so important to keep in mind the fact that Red Sox fans and Red Sox Nation, the timing couldn't be more opportune. You're not going to find a team that has a better farm system right now other than your arch rival Yankees, than the Padres. Now, I've had people last summer say to me, well, if the Red Sox are going to trade Mookie Betts, what are they going to get for him? Because they're not just going to get peanuts back. That's true. Now, here you are. You have the Padres in which that they are loaded. Red Sox fans, check it out yourself. Check out the farm system in terms of prospects. They are loaded in the farm system. So my whole thing becomes now, if you're the Red Sox and you're dangling, hey, here's Mookie Betts, you can pick and select, you know, which guys you wanna make a deal for. And of course, obviously, you're gonna want someone that's either or players that's close to being ready or someone that's ready to play in the big leagues. Sure. But at the same time, with the understanding that they may or may not be ready. And that's got to be okay. But of course, if you're thinking, well, why do we have to be patient? Well, part of it is because you're making a deal for prospects. Some may or may not be ready now. And it'll be fascinating to see what comes from this in terms of the Red Sox, in terms of what they decide to do moving forward. And I think that if you are Chaim Bloom and the Red Sox front office, you have to wonder, what do you do now? What do you do now? Because the more I think about it, the more I say to myself, this is your window of opportunity right here. The Padres want to make a push for it, push them. Push them to make the deal. And as I mentioned, and that's been talked about in the inner circles of baseball, any deal involving Mookie Betts, the Red Sox have mentioned that they also want to also include David Price in that deal. So, but the centerpiece obviously will be, in fact, Mookie Betts. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I got a question to ask you. If you're the Red Sox, this is specifically as regards to time and timing. If you're the Red Sox, do you make this deal? Would you make this deal? If not now, then when? That's the question I'll ask you. I think it's a pretty fair question. My answer to that question is yes, I'd deal him now. Because of the fact that you're dealing with a team that has one of the very best farm systems in the game. And you could use this trade to leverage what you want in terms of prospects in return. Because I will say this till I am blue in the face. The Red Sox, you really have no prospects. Maybe one. But even then, he may not be ready for the big leagues for another 1 or 2 years. That's putting it modestly. So, if I am the Red Sox, now is the time to make the move. I sincerely believe that. Now is the time. But it remains to be seen, what is San Diego thinking in terms of, do we proceed with this deal? Do we go ahead and aggressively pursue this deal and try to make it happen? That remains to be seen. And in more ways than one. And this just came to mind, actually. I want to bring this up. Now, I hate to compare apples to oranges, but if this deal were to come to fruition, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about, when was the last time that a superstar was traded this late in the offseason? Now, I really want you to think about this for a moment. There is a guy that comes to mind, actually, as funny as it may sound. Remember the Alex Rodriguez trade in February of 2004? Oh, I do. I was just literally thinking about this. And I'm not comparing it in terms of the rivalry, but my point is that it's not unprecedented to see superstars get traded this late in the offseason, especially when we talk about how we are, just a tick under 3 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. We've seen it happen. We've seen this happen before. It wouldn't shock me if it happens again. Now, if it does happen, I know I'll definitely have an interesting take on it as to why the boo-hoo and the wah-wah of those who cry and complain and are pissed off with the Sox. Don't worry, I'll have an answer for all of that. I'll have a legitimate answer for all of that. Don't worry. Call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Man, the sun is out and it is gorgeous outside. I tell you, mild days like today, in some funny way, it actually reminds me of when you know that the mild days of February are coming in terms of spring training is coming. Because, you know, there's always that time period when when like there's that small little period where it's mild outside. And I remember a while back in terms of when there's always that time period in late January going into February, or even sometimes in February, where it gets mild and you're just thinking, okay, can we please get to spring already? I'm kind of at that point, but I'm also just enjoying the good and the not so good. But anyway, so we're going to continue talking about the Red Sox and Mookie Betts for just a few more moments. And I also just wanted to add this point here that I just thought about. And if the Red Sox don't trade him now, and the Red Sox don't trade him at July 31st, given if the Red Sox are in contention, they're in the midst of the pennant race and so forth, what is your hope in the front office and being able to work a deal, or get a contract done for Mookie Betts instead of walking away for nothing? I want you to honestly think about this. Like legit think about this for a moment. If he stays and he doesn't get traded at all, now or even at July 31st, what do you do? You hope that they will come to some sort of agreement in terms of a new long-term contract extension, but the fact of the matter is that if he walks in the offseason, like next offseason at the end of the 2020 season, for nothing, I'm telling you, Red Sox owners are gonna have a lot of explaining to do, especially Chaim Bloom, in which, frankly, hasn't really gotten up to the most stellar of starts as president of baseball operations here for the Boston Red Sox. We'll see what happens. It's gonna be fascinating to watch. But coming up next, we're gonna talk about the Bruins. Very much shortly, because tonight and actually this weekend is the All-Star weekend. And there was a column in an article written by written in the Boston Globe involving Bruce Cassidy that I want to talk about. I think it's worth talking about as well. So stay tuned for that and much more coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tough Reform Radio.
get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause you do it right.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Yeah, I'm just feeling a bit in the Marvin Gaye right now. I know a couple of people have recently mentioned that they've noticed the music selections have been quite solid, actually, and even sentimental. So... I don't have much to comment on that aspect, but I do know that hey, sometimes you gotta surprise people, you know? You gotta surprise people sometimes, especially with what they may or may not expect. So, but at any rate, it's a pleasant Friday afternoon to you, wherever you may be. We're going to talk about the Bruins coming up now. As I mentioned before, we had to break. We talked about that there was an article written in the Boston Globe. In fact, last night, by Matt Parter, who we had on the show last week. Here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, in which that he writes, the column was titled, quote, and this is also on BostonGlobe.com, "A reflective Bruce Cassidy is back in St. Louis as the All-Star Game coach. There's no place he'd rather be." I'll tell you one thing. When I saw the title, I knew this has to be interesting because, one, the last time Cassidy was in the building at the Enterprise Center was Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final last June. And as we all know, and we all remember how Game 6 went, but we'd rather not remember that what happened in that Game 7. Yeah, I'd rather not. So... With that being said, I could remember the feeling and emotions, like at that time. But we're not gonna waste time like trying to reflect on what was. But and I think one thing that really stood out to me in that title, and as well as the article I was going to get to in a matter of moments, is that I know if we were to sit here and we talked about what Bruce Cassidy is doing, especially to like today and tomorrow, you know, number one, we know that he's gonna enjoy the festivities. He deserves to be the All-Star game coach. But what I find interesting in all this is that Cassidy revealed that he has no problem discussing what happened. And it's funny because like he talked about in the column like briefly, especially like with the things that he's gone through, you know, in his career. Now, mind you, that he was an 18th overall draft pick in 1983 by the Chicago Blackhawks, but he blew out his knee, so his career as a defenseman unfortunately never materialized, never took off. So one thing that really got me thinking, what if this is actually a good thing? And no, not for the reason that you think. And the reason why I mentioned that this actually could be a really good thing for Bruce Cassidy is because the memories and the pain of what happened in June of last year's Stanley Cup final, it will give him the motivation. And I'm sure that David Pastrnak will have some thoughts in the back of his mind, because the last time that they both of them were in the building was for Game 6 of the Stanley Cup final. So we all know exactly what the two are going to be thinking this week. And of course, it's a celebration of the very best in the game, no question. But as it pertains to the Boston Bruins, I'm sure he has to be thinking, we really could use this as a motivation in terms of, guys, fellas, I was there during All-Star Weekend and I actually spent some time like thinking and so forth. And I gotta tell you, remember the pain that we felt that following that Game 7? We have a lot of work to do between now and by the time the Stanley Cup playoffs begins in April. No question. Call in the show 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I gotta tell you this. And when I was reading through the article, and the one thing that I know Colin Cassidy like really takes like solace to the fact that like he was tapped for his work for the first place Bruins in the Atlantic Division here at the All-Star break. And you know what? He deserves it. He deserves it like fully. And I personally, I go as far as even to, I'll get into the fact that he'll be always be like appreciative of the fact. So one thing that he wrote, Matt Porter wrote, and one thing that was mentioned, and I'll read it to you now, was they were head-to-head to the Enterprise Center at Ice Friday morning at the NHL Players Coach Family Skate to meet the stars from other teams. They're fortunate to have Pasta and Marschenberg around the room, Cassidy said of David Pastrnak, Marchand, and Brad Marchand, and of course Patrice Bergeron. But this will be different. Cole still thinks about his son, Pavel Datsyuk's moves. It's a great memory. Can you imagine skating around with these guys? Cassidy said he doesn't stop and smell the roses too often. If he does, it'll be in the summer. Being here, though, he was reflective, as we were those who watched him grow. Now, with that being mentioned, I thought it was really great in terms of just being reflective and thinking about, darn, it's really a great honor and a privilege to be amongst the very best in the NHL. Like skating around with these guys and so forth, it's how incredibly difficult it is to even play in the best league in the world, on the National Hockey League, and just I think the sense of appreciating the opportunity that lies ahead, especially for tonight, where tonight will be the NHL All-Star Skills Competition. I will actually be. I will be watching it just for the simple fact that I absolutely love watching guys compete in the passing accuracy challenge, the goalies trying to score, the accuracy, and then like the slap shot. Oh, love that. Absolutely love those. So that will be tonight. I believe it's at 8 Eastern on NBCSN. Definitely tune in for that. It's going to be good. I personally can't wait. And of course, Pastrnak, I'm interested in seeing how this all will like manifest and so forth. In fact, the NHL All-Star Skills participants were announced. And there's going to be 6 events that will in fact take place. The Bridgestone NHL Fastest Skater. Oh, that's another great event that I absolutely love. The NHL Save Streak, Honda NHL Accuracy Shooting, Elite Women's 3-on-3 presented by Adidas, the Enterprise Hardest Shot, and the Gatorade NHL Shooting Stars. I'm going to get furthermore into like who and what will be participating in that as well during the 4 o'clock hour, which will begin in momentarily. But coming up next, I do want to talk about the NHL All-Star festivities tonight and what I'll be watching for, but also want to touch on a couple of items as well. As it pertains to the Patriots and the Celtics, who will be playing tonight in Orlando. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be good. Can't wait. And one thing I'll say quickly before we go to break. There's something we said about the All-Star Skills Competition. And one thing that I think of when I watch it is the hours. In the days, in the months, in the years that spent honing the skill and the craft of these players, and all of it being on display is just amazing to watch. But we'll talk more about it when we return on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So right now it is officially.